good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 again. But before we read our passage, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word, which is both rich and true. We pray that you would open it up to us by your Holy Spirit, that He would work inside of our hearts, causing us to delight in your law and to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, picking up at verse 7. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills. Well, there's a very large debate when we get to chapters 12 through 14 of 1 Corinthians, and that is around the whole theological issue of cessationism or non-cessationism. So if you haven't heard of these before, cessationism is the idea that the miraculous gifts stopped after the apostles. That's what I hold to. Non-cessationism or continuationism believes that they continue. Now, that's a very important discussion, a very important theological debate. However, I don't want us to go into it now. We might go into it. I'm undecided. But part of the problem with the debate, especially because it gets so much heat and so much attention, is that often the main points of the passage get neglected, because we're so busy arguing about whether people should be healing people today, or whether prophecy should continue. And unfortunately, what happens is we lose sight of the bigger picture of what Paul's talking about. In this passage here, Paul is not telling us what sort of gifts we need to make sure we have. He's not speaking about whether these things continue or not. That's not really on his horizon. His focus is upon the way the Spirit gives gifts and the way we use them. And so in verse 7 and verse 11 at the end, we get sort of like the main point of the section. And the list of gifts in between are just an example to illustrate that. And regardless of your position, it actually makes no difference, because the point has nothing to do with whether the miraculous gifts are still happening, and have everything to do with the way the Spirit works. And so Paul firstly says that each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Now, what does he mean by manifestation? What he's talking about is the fact that in each believer, in every believer, everyone that is a true child of God, every person that's been called into Christ, every single one of them has received a outward working and display of power by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. By power, I simply mean gift. So as the Holy Spirit comes inside of us and tabernacles or dwells within us, the Holy Spirit manifests Himself through works, through gifts going out from us. And that is true for every single one of us. It's true for you, and it's true for me, and it's true for every other believer. Now, that is vitally important because it means we need every single believer. We can't say we just need the elders, or we just need ministers, or we just need all the ladies that are amazing in the kitchen, or all the ladies that are amazing at encouraging people. No, what we desperately need is every single person, because every single true believer in your church has been given a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And so he or she is there for a reason. You may think they smell funny, you may think they're irritating, they might be irritating, but the Spirit of God is dwelling within them and manifesting himself through them for an express purpose. And what is that purpose? The purpose is, verse 7, for the common good, for the building up of the household of God, for the caring for the people of God, for the proclamation of the gospel of God, for the declaration of Christ and his glory, for the salvation of sinners. I could go on and on. The point is, the Spirit has intentionally given every believer a manifestation. It's not that he's given it like, here, have a gift and you use it. No, no, it is the Holy Spirit being manifested inside of us. The way the gifts work are not in separation from the Holy Spirit, but they are the outworking of the Holy Spirit within us. So it's not me and my gift, but it's the Spirit working through me. And so when we refuse to play our part in the church, what we're really doing and saying is, I refuse to use what the Holy Spirit is doing. See, the Spirit is working through me for the common good of the people. And when I don't proactively do what I've been called to do, I am seeking to stifle the work of the Spirit of God for the common good of God's people and his kingdom. That's a serious thing. So let's not get distracted talking about miracles and prophecy when we can't get this right. Am I right? Let's not get distracted fussing over tongues. Let us focus upon being faithful and using the things that the Holy Spirit is giving us and doing through us, as he wills, Paul says in verse 11. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. The list of examples there just illustrate the point. He decided sovereignly to give some the manifestation of prophecy, some the manifestation of understanding tongues, some the manifestation of discerning between good and bad spirits, some the manifestation of the utterance of wisdom, the words of wisdom, etc., etc. But it's not according to me and you. Don't despise the gift you've been given. If the gift that you have been given is manifested in a particular way and you don't really like it, what you're then saying in that moment is that the Holy Spirit got it wrong. That's a serious thing to say. So instead, rather than critiquing what the Holy Spirit's giving you, which is kind of nuts, instead, use zeal and passion and energy to take that which God has given you by his Spirit and foster it and flourish in it for the sake of the common good of all. Now, I know sometimes people think it's easy for you to say that you're a pastor who gets to be in the limelight. But the reality is, the only reason I can be a pastor is because there's a people of God who have been given by the Holy Spirit, gifts for the common use of all. Without you using your gifts, the church languishes and dies. We need one another, and we need to use that which God's given us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we pray that you'd help us. Help us, Lord, to use that which we've been given. We thank you, Spirit of the living God, that you are at work inside of us, manifesting yourself as gifts are displayed. And we pray, Lord, do it more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for another day. see you back here, Lord willing, tomorrow afternoon.